there are some who struggle with the concept that God loves them and he cares about them. And they feel like they have to be perfect in every aspect of life. But is that the case? Do we need to be perfect? Let's talk about that today on the Good Morning Devotional Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Good Morning Devotional Podcast, where we come to you twice a week with some sort of encouragement to let you guys know that you're loved, that God cares about you, maybe, just maybe, help you to take your next step with God. I want to apologize real quick for being absent for the last little bit. We've been sick in my household and just have not had the energy or strength to get things done. In fact, I have a whole other podcast that I have to edit and get out for another podcast, so I apologize for being late. Today, though, I want to talk about this concept of being perfect. Over the years, I've met many people who they struggle with their walk with God because they have moments of failure, because they struggle with temptations, because they struggle to read the Bible, to be in prayer on a regular basis. And out of those struggles, there's guilt. They hear people say certain things. And then they go, am I really a Christian? Am I really a follower of Jesus? I want to share something with you guys. In 1 Kings chapter 3, and this is the chapter where God comes to Solomon in a dream and says, basically, hey, what do you want? Tell me what you desire, and I'm going to give it to you. And this, of course, is where Solomon asks for wisdom. And God grants him that, plus more. But what's interesting is what happens in verse 6, or at least what Solomon says. And Solomon said, you have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart towards you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. See, what stands out to me is the way he describes David, his father. That he walked before God with faithfulness and in righteousness and uprightness of heart. And these are things that we talk about on a regular basis. But if you look at the story of David, he did some terrible, terrible things. He was a flawed human being. He had an affair. He not only had an affair, but he tried to cover it up. And when he couldn't cover it, when he couldn't hide it appropriately, he had the husband of the woman he had an affair with murdered. And then go on to try to hide his affair even more. This is a terrible, terrible thing that he did. Yet, we look at him with love and grace. We say that he's a man that walked before God with faithfulness and in righteousness and upright heart. In our uprightness. But the key is in uprightness of heart towards you. See, when you read the story of David in its fullness and you parallel in the Psalms that he wrote, yes, he failed. But where he walked in faithfulness and righteousness and uprightness of heart is where he repented. See, God doesn't say you need to be perfect. God's not saying that you have to be 100% perfect all the time. The only perfect being is Christ himself. But what he has called you to do is to walk a life of humility. Being humble enough to go, God, I've messed up. And taking your next step, taking steps to live a righteous life, taking steps to be faithful, taking steps to have an upright heart. Nobody's expecting you to be perfect. Nobody who truly matters expects you to be perfect. And who matters? Christ. Christ doesn't expect you to be perfect. He expects you to be humble. He expects you to do your best to walk this walk. But if you have a moment of weakness, he expects you to have a moment of grace. He expects you to take advantage of that moment of grace and lean into him. Repent. Turn away from the things you've done and take steps to avoid those things again. Don't let your failures keep you from success. Don't let your failures hold you hostage, hold you a slave to a moment of time. Use that moment to humble yourself, to trust in the strength of the Lord, and move forward. Hey, thank you so much for taking time to listen to today's podcast. I hope this has encouraged you. Maybe it stirred something up inside of you. Maybe it's time for you to take a next step with your walk with God. Maybe you need to repent of some stuff and take advantage of the next moment of grace that's there for you. If I can pray with you guys, reach out to me. You can reach me personally on Twitter and Instagram. You just look for SirXRoam, SirXRoam, or on our main ministry website, geekdevotions.com. Also on the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Geek Devotions. I also encourage you that, you know, if you think this will encourage somebody else, share this podcast out. Share it with your friends, your family, your neighbors, whoever you think will benefit. Don't just blind share. Be strategic about sharing this podcast with individuals. I also invite you to go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review on this podcast. Doing so kind of helps with SEO and helps to let people know what this podcast is all about. Until next time, remember, you're loved, you're cared for. There is a plan and a purpose for your life. Have a great day.